Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Aaron Sorcher. Maseches Chulin is dedicated by Dr. and Mrs. David Metz, Bischus Refuah Shleima, Moshe Ben Malka, and Esther Miriam Bas Chaya Leah.
We're learning Maseches Chulin Daf Yud Ches. We're going to start the shiur on Daf Yud Zayin and Beis, the Ikka Sugya of Pegim Masakin. Daf Yud Ches starts the Sugya of Hagrama, but the Ikka, what we're going to discuss about Hagrama, is going to be on Daf Yud Ches, because you have to really see the Sugya Sagamorim in order to properly understand the Mishnah and the Machlokes, Habayis Rehuda and the Rabbanan. We'll see a little bit about it at the end of the Shia, but the Ikka we're going to do on Daf Yates. And now, let's start the Sugya of Pegim Masakin, which is, starts in the beginning of Daf Yud Zayin Amud Beis. Actually, the Tanur Rabbanan is already on the bottom of Daf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph. We might start it off with Avu the Shmuel that made Pegimus and sent it to them, and they told them back, Kemagerishanu, the Pegimus are Kemagera. And Rashi explains the Magera, the Pegimus is a triangle Pegima. A Pegima is a little cutout in the knife that something is missing. That's what a Pegam is, something missing. And it would have two uksim. And that's Akdama for the next Sugya. And the Rashi says, Tanar Abanan Sagan Sheshu Pegimus Harbe Tidin Kemagera. If it has a lot of Pegimus, then it has the same din as a Magera, even if they're not a Geris, like Rashi explains, even if they don't have two uksim. V'she'en be'el Pegima Achas, if it only has one Pegima, then there's a difference. A Geris Pesula and Mesuchseches is Ksheira. A Geris, Rashi explains, it means that it has two points. If on the blade of the knife you have a triangular Pegam, so you have one point where the pegam starts and one point where the pegam ends. So that's pasul. But Mesuseches Ksheira, Rashi says, is that you smooth out the second point. Now it only has one point. So Mesuseches is a one-point pegima because you smooth out the other point, and that's why it's kasher. So that's why it says, Hechidam me'ageres, Hechidam Mesuseches, Amar Blezer, Geres is Mishtei Ruchais, that you have 2 points to the pegima. And Mesuseches is Meruch Achas, you have only 1 point to the Pegima. And the Gemara is the following kasha. How come Shtei Ruchais are a problem? Because you say Mursha Kama Machlish. And Rashi Taitch's Machlish means it gets through the skin of the animal till it can hit the simen. Well, Mursha Basra, and the second point, Baza, that already is going to actually cut through the simen. And you cut through the simen with the Pegima, that's not a good Shchita. But the Gemara asks, Meruach Achas Nami, even Mesuseches, you only have 1 point, but Churfa de Sakina Machlish, the knife could get through the skin without a Pegima. The sharpness of the knife could already get through the skin, and then Mursha, the one Mursha that the Mesuseches has, the 1 point, Baza, should be able to pierce the simen and make a treif. So the Gemara says, the Kam Mereisha de Sakina, it's all the way on the top of the knife. So, there's not enough time for the sharpness of the knife to get through the skin, and therefore, the pegima by Mesuseches won't be touching the simen. So the Gemara says, Seif, Seif, ki ozl mechalsha, but when you're going a second, you go both ways, you're meilich and mevi. So when you're being meilich, when you're going forward, then the sharpness of the knife will take off the skin, and ki also, when you're going back, when you're coming, so baza, now the point could pierce the simen. So the Gemara answer is going, shahilich vohevi. It's talking about that you just went one direction, you just went forth, you didn't go back. That's the Gemara according to Rashi. So Bekitzer, Ageris means it has 2 points. Mesuseches means it has 1 point. And if it has 1 point, and it's on the top of the sakin, and you are melech v'lemevi, that's the time that it's kasher. And the reason why it's kasher is because it doesn't get through the skin of the animal. So there's no chance that the pegam will have touched the simen. But Rashi says that Mesuseches could obviously make a pegima, could pierce the simen, either way it's going. It doesn't matter if it's baliyasa ubiridasa, if you have a thing, even if it's 1 point. We had a Mishnah on Daf Yud Ches, which says, Ashechet b'magil kotzir b'derech alechasa b'shamet peisul misul machshir. We have a magil kotzir, which Rashi says, Roshek fufim ma'id, Rashi calls it. They're completely buried, the pegima. So, therefore, when you're going balichasa, it's not going to touch the simen at all. Only when you're going ba'ava, so then, even though it's buried, but you're going ba'ava, so then the pegima is going to bump into the simen. But that's only because it's kfufa ma'id, Rashi says. Mashen came by misachseches, even though it's one point, and even if the point is facing the opposite direction, but still, it could pierce the simen. That's Rashi's chat in the sugya. So Yishenim are very bothered with kamakashis, primarily that they taina, there's no such thing that you could be machshir pegima because it didn't get through the skin. Mechates of the skin. When you're shechting, you could, technically, peel off all the skin and just be shechting the simen itself. You could even have the chatzi kana, half of the windpipe being pogam already, and you're just shechting the other half. Like we see in the sugya of Agrama, we'll see it. There's nothing, there's the treifus by a veshed, as if there's any piercing of the veshed, any hole in the veshed, it's already treif, you already can't shecht it. Mashenkin by the kana, if you have a hole in the kana, even a pretty big hole, it's still kasher. It's only when it's nifsak merubay, that it's treif. So if you would have a kana which is split and it's not raiv and your shkita makes it raiv, that's a good shkita. So me'echa teisa there is skin. Your knife, the Rishenim taina, the Rishenim argue that the knife has to be kosher to be able to shech the simanim, even if there's no skin on the simanim. And the second problem they have is that why should a garis be pustle if it's all the way on the top of the knife? It doesn't make sense. You have a small pegima that's less than a millimeter in size, and you're saying that the first point of the pegima could go through the thick skin of the animal and get all the way to the simen by the time for the second point. What does that mean? How's that shaykh such a thing? And they also bothered the pegimas harbei, which you're saying is no good, even the misukseches, if they're not bereshit the sakina, which the chayyeh pegimas harbei, you can't fit them all bereshit the sakina, so even one pegimah is not bereshit the sakina, well, misukseches is no good. So the Rif takes out the kaima bereshit the sakina. The Ramban learns that the Maskana Sagamar is that you don't need Reisha B'Sakina. But the Ramban and the Rashba learning in the Rif, and as they state in the Rambam says like this, it's Perek Aleph, Halacha Tes Vav, and the Rambam says that a knife has to be Piyachad V'Leiba Pagam, but if it has Kamei Telem B'Chuda, it has a furrow, has something missing in the blade of the knife, I feel like it can tell him Katem B'Yesa Shkitase Pesula. And then he says, if the telem was from one side, you can't shechten it. And if you shechten on the side where the pegima is not felt, then the shechita is kshera. So the Yishenim HaMazmir, that the Rambam holds, the difference between a geris and a mesuchseches is that a geris is pointing upwards and a mesuchseches is pointing to the side. And the way you tell if something is a geris or misuchseches is when you run your finger on it to check the knife. If you can only feel it when you're going forward and you can't feel it when you're going back, so that's misuchseches. If you could feel it either way, that's a geris. If you could feel it only when you're going forward but not when you're going back, that is called misuchseches. That's why I think the pshat in shtei ruchais and ruchachas is. Shtei ruchais means you can feel it either way you're going, whether you're going forward or back. Ruchachas means you can only feel it one way and not the other way. Now, the Ramban holds that the Rambam and the Rif hold that the kaima reshit sakina was a havman of the Gemara, and the Gemara was chayzer from it. But the Rashba says the Gemara never says it was chayzer. It didn't say ela shahilach lehevi. It just says shahilach lehevi. So the Rashba says that the Rambam and the Rif teach the kaima resha de sakina different than Rashi. Rashi learns that it's situated on the top of the knife. And the Rambam and the Rif learn that it's pointing towards the top. It's pointing in the direction of the top. In other words, you could only feel it when you're going down the knife and not when you're going up the knife. So according to the Rashba, the Gemara wasn't chayzer from it. That's pshat in the Gemara, the kama resha the sakina doesn't mean it's on the top, it means it's pointing towards the top. The Rashi is bothered, even lefizeh, the Rif should have brought the din of kama resha the sakina, whatever it might mean. But anyway, the Rosh holds like Rashi. He holds that the Rashi's pshat is the correct pshat in the sugya. The shayla is there any nafkamina between halalacha, between Rashi and Rosh, and the Bahag also holds that way, between the Rambam and the Rif, and the Ramban and the Rashba. See, the Shulchan Aruch brings down Mamish the Rambam, that the Pegima a geris means you could feel it on two sides, and mesachseches means you could feel it only on one side. And if you know it's mesachseches, you can only feel it derech hava, not derech halacha, and you shechted a derech halacha and you weren't maybe, so then it's kosher. But the Shulchan Aruch says it's only when you knew about the pagam, and you were careful only to shecht it by being meilech, only by pushing it forward and not by moving it back at all. But if you didn't know about the pagam, even, and afterwards you found the pagam and it's pointing in one direction, even though you say that you were just meilech and not mevi, we're chayshish that maybe you were mevi also. That's what the Yishayim say. That's why. Why is it that kama pagimis are a problem? Even if they're all mesachseches, it says if it has pegimus harbe titta megera, if there was only one pegima, then there's a difference between a geris and mesachseches. Why? So the Rishayim say, because when it's pegimus harbe, then you have to be chayshish that maybe you'll be mevi and he won't realize it. If it's one pegima, then he could be careful to be meilech with that pegima, not mevi. But if it's a bunch of pegimus, we're afraid that maybe he'll be mevi and he didn't realize it. That halacha comes from the Mordechai, Meshem Rabbeinu Peretz, it comes from the Gaius Maimini, and the Kolbei, the Goyin brings him a car, because someone who doesn't know Hilchas Shechita, his Shechita is no good if he didn't see it, even if he says, he describes his Shechita, and sounds like he did everything kalacha, but he wouldn't know for sure what he did if he didn't know. So here also, he wouldn't know for sure if he was Melech Vlaihevi. But that's at a Mechaber Paskins. And then, the Ramah says, V'yesh Mechmirim, that Mesachseches is asur in all cases, except if it's all the way on the top of the knife, and since we don't know exactly how close to the top you need to be the top of the knife, therefore we have to match if it in all cases. So the Ramah is mashma, that the Mechaber is being more mekel. He's saying that when you have a pagam which is pointed in one direction and you shecht in the other direction, it's kasher. And we don't hold that way. We hold like Rashi and the Rosh, that in all cases it's treif. But the Bri Chadash says that no, there's no machlokes in that. Because when Rashi makes a big deal that even if it's pointed in one direction, it could still be pagim in the other direction, that's also if you could feel it in both directions. It happens to be pointed to one of the directions, but you could feel it both ways. Like when you have a wedge cut out and you sharpen out, you smooth out one of the sides of the wedge. So the remaining side, even though it's beikur pointing down towards the end of the knife. But the pshat is, it could be paikin both ways, buridasa yoso, that's what Rashi's saying. But Rashi's maskim, it is a mitzias, where it can only be paikin one way. That's the case in the Magal Katsir, which Basil says that it's tar. So if when you're checking the knife, you only feel the pagam one way, and not the other way, al karchach, that's a type of a pagam, which is like a Magal Katsir, which is kafaf ma'id, like Rashi says, and it won't be pagan the other way. So he says the Ramah is very misleading. There's no machlekes. Adrabah, Rashi's a little bit more mekel. Because even a pagam which could be pagan, Rashi is makshir such a pagam if it's on the top of the knife. And according to other Rishayim, there's no such hechshir. Because like we said before, according to Rishayim, the knife, there's no such thing as that it didn't go through the skin. You have to have a knife that's kosher that could shecht a simen even if there's no skin on it. And so the Ramban asks Akasha that if you have a begam on the top of the skin, even if the simanim are completely bare, but if all you shechted was the kana, let's say by a bird, we only need one simon to be shechted, and all you shechted was the kana, and there's no problems in the shechit in the beginning of the kana, because you could have a chatzi kana pogum, so how could a begam on the top of the knife be a problem? Hazak the Ramban, because you need a knife that's kasha for all shechitas, even if half the kana is pagam already. So b'kitzer, Rashi is the mekel here. Rashi says a pagam is kasha on the top of the knife when you're melech v'lehevi, which that the Ramah says you can't be saimach on that kula, because we don't know exactly how close to the top is called the top. But the Ramah is mashmir, Rashi is being machmir, that it could be pagam, even by mesuchseches, even by melech v'lehevi, Mimanovshach, if you could feel it both ways, so everyone's maskim it could be pagim. And if you could only feel it with a locha, not by hava, so Rashi would also be maskim that it won't be pagim. There's no machlekes ladina. That's tainet the prechadash. So the Achrenim speak about it. His machadash is marchivanet. He says, maybe there is a machlekes ladina. But practically, it doesn't make a difference. Because what's the shaila? The shaila is, let's say you have a knife, you check the knife, and when you're going from up on the knife, then you can feel the pegima. When you're going down on the knife, then you can't feel the pegima. And you shechted the knife, and you just did halacha, and you did not do havah. So the Prichadish is arguing, nobody asks in such a case. It's kasha l'kuli alma. Rashi that asks by mesuchseches, when it's not kaima bereisha de sakina, he's talking about a begima you can feel both ways. It's just it's only a 1-point begima instead of a geris, which is a 2-point begima. But if you can only feel it one way, like the Rambam's taicha mesuchseches, even Rashi will ask him that it's good. Now, even though Magal Katsir, the Gemara says that Beis Hillel only said it's good legami latar medeina vela, Beis Hillel by Magal Katsir holds its asa b'achila, that's also because it has so many pegamim who are afraid that he'd be melech and mevi. That's like pegamim harbe. But one pegam, everyone's maskim will be good. And the Ramah is mashma, not the way. The Ramah is mashma, the Lashitas Rashi, even if the pegam can only be felt when you're going ahilacha and not be felt when you're doing avah, it's still possible if it's not kaima reisha de sakina. But it's not negay really lalacha for two reasons. First of all, when you're dealing with lechatchila, the Rambam says mefurish that lechatchila you can't shech with such a knife. Lechatchila the knife has to be completely smooth. And that's like we learned before, that we said that if a knife has two sides to it, one with pegimus and one without pegimus, you can't shecht on the side without begimus, because there you might shecht on the side with begimus. And the Rishayim learned from this halacha, like we mentioned in the previous shiurim, that if a knife has a begim on it, you can't shecht, even if the knife is pretty big, and you could try to avoid having the begima touch the simanim at all, or be involved in the shechita at all. And still, you're not allowed to use such a knife l'chatchil, gzeri, that you might, the begima might go into the makam shechita. So who would then a pegima, which would make the knife only good by halacha, not by avah, has only been the evad. L'chatchili, you can't use a knife. Gzeri, you might do avah. So if a sheikha before the shechita feels the pegima one way, even if he doesn't feel it the other way, l'kuli alma, he's mechuyiv to sharpen it and make the knife good. Now let's say the knife was sharp by the beginning of the shechita, and after the shechita, when he checks the knife to make sure it was good during the shechita, he finds a pegima in the knife, and it's a pegima only felt by halacha, not by hava. So you want to know that maybe he can be now be machshir a behema, because he knows he was melech v'lehevi. So besides that, it's very unlikely, it's not a shchiach take a thing altogether, that a sheikhet should be melech v'lehevi, but the Shulchan Aruch says clearly from the Rishayim, that as long as he didn't know about the pegima during the shchita, even though he thinks he was melech v'lehevi, we're chayshish, that it was lava daite, and he was maybe, and he didn't realize. So that also would zicha be treif l'kuli alma. So it only be negeya if you have a sheikhet that checked the knife, and there's a begima that you can feel by locha, you can't feel by avah, and he did the wrong thing, he used this knife for shechita the way it was, and he was careful to be melech and not be maybe. In that case, you'd have this machleikas achreinim, if l'shitas rashi, it's anyway treif, and there are more paskins like Rashi, so we'd have to be matriv. Or, like the Pre-Chadash Tainas, that according to Rashi, it's also kasha, just Rashi holds it from Pshat and Mesuchseches. Rashi holds Mesuchseches means that has 1 point. But if the Mesuchseches of the Rif and the Rambam, where you can only feel it by Loch and not by Avah, Rashi's maskin will be kasha. But it's a very natchkirchtig case, so it'd have to be a case where the Sheikh did something wrong, and shechted with the knife that he was margish by Allah and not by Avah, and the question has been the evid, are we going to match if the behema? Besides which, the later Paiskim say, like the Beis David, a very authoritative work on Hilchas Shechita from 100 years ago, that we can't tell if we could feel the pegima by halacha, we have to be chayshish that you can feel it by Avah also, because we're not as bucky as the were amol. So halacha l'maisa, even in a case where the sheikhet did find the pegima by Lach of Loi Bava before the shechita, and did what was wrong, the kuli alma, and shechted it, and made sure it was only melech and not maybe, Avada will be matrif in the end. Now the Gemara goes vaita. The Gemara talks about a case of damya l'sasa. If you have a sakin that doesn't really have a pegima, it's just rough. It's a rough edge sakin. So that the Gemara says it's good. He told the man yavlo mebisri b'zev achaltem. that he held it was kashal lechatchila. Lamaisa, the Rama says that we don't use besasa anymore because we're not bekim bedaver. Maybe it is considered a bekima. We make sure that the knives are not rough; they're very smooth. Later, the Gemara brought in that the sheer pegima is kadesha tachabat zipayrin. But Kami Rishayim say that this Gemara didn't hold that way. This Gemara says kasasa has a shaila about kasasa, even though it says kasasa is kasha, even if it's rough. So if a pegima needs kadesha tachabat zipayrin, what was the shaila about kasasa? And also the other bedikas that they had, the Gemara brings down a bunch of bedikas. They were baidik b'shimshe, they were baidik b'maya, they were baidik b'lishne, they were baidik with a chud hasara. It sounds like the pegimus they were looking for were pegimus that were less than tachabat zipayrin. The Rif and the Rambam do not bring the din of tachabat zipayrin. And the Rishayim, the Ramban and the Rajba say that we don't paskin that way. We paskin that it's a din, the pegimus b'kol shehu. Now the Gemara discusses various methods of bedika sakin, and the Gemara's maskana was that you need the bedika abishavah teifra and atlas ruchsa. You need the bedika to be done with the skin and with the nail, and it should be done on three sides. And the Paiskim say also should be done with halacha and eva. So kum days it's all together 12 bedikas, because you're doing three sides and halacha vava, so that's 6 bedikas, and you're doing all that with bisra and with teifra, so it comes as 12 bedikas. The sefer shkita say sim nushkatem bezeh zeh, like the Gemara brought down the din of being married lechacham, because of shkatem bezeh is begematria 12. Zeh is begematria 12. Now the Pais can talk about it already. The pre-tayar from the Rechaim HaKadosh and others talk about that the sheikhtim today, they don't do atufra. I mean, they don't do a bisra. They just do atufra. They just do it with the nail. Taisa says you need bisra and tufra. The bisra is connected the veshet, and the tufra is connected the kana. Because I guess some pgimis, they won't pierce if it's hard, but they would pierce if it's soft. That's why I have to do with bisra to take the soft thing, because when you're shechting the veshet, so then this pgima would affect it. Now, shechting some pgimis won't pierce it if it's soft, dafka when it's hard. That's why I have to do that tufra, because the kana is hard, like a nail, it's made from cartilage, and therefore the bedika has to be done for the kana also. But like today, they don't do it the bisra. Ready, not only today, ready for hundreds of years, they don't do the bisra. And the pre-tayar, he says that the reason is because you can't really feel any pegimus with your finger. You can't. If you're not doing it with the nail, you can feel all the pegimus. He says, you see clearly, when you're doing it with your nail, you can feel mamash, the smallest pegimus. When you're doing it with your finger, he says, he feels, he's very, very sensitive feel, very sensitive hergish. And yet he cannot feel a pegima with his skin, except if it's quite a big pegima. So even the sheikhtim that do, like it says in the Gemara and the Shulchan Aruch, they do bisra and tufra, it's really a shtickl joke, because they're not going to find anything on the bisra which they're not going to find on the tufra. But l'chayr it's fair, so what's pshat in the Gemara? So he mudges with it, but he says l'chayr something which sounds very mistabit to me. He says, when the Gemara meant abisra tufra, the Gemara meant the bisra meaning the finger, and the tufra meaning the nail, meaning the back of the nail. We check the knife with the end of the nail. But the Gemara wasn't talking about checking with the end of the nail. The Gemara was checking it with the back of the nail. The question was, he's simulating a shchita, the bisra for the veshet, the tufra for the kana, and you want to know if there'll be any reshim, if it will pierce the veshet or the kana. But you can't feel very, very small pegimus this way, because the very small pegimus, if you cannot feel the taka, neither on the bisra nor on the tufra, so that's too small to make a difference. But we're chayshish, we don't have enough of our gasha to be baidik in such a way, because maybe there'll be a pegima which would make a difference, it's just we wouldn't feel it. So that's why we do a third bedika. That we use the nail, meaning the end of the nail. And that could find any pegimus. Once you're using the end of the nail, it's pashut that you're going to find any pegimus that would be both a bisra and a tufra. So the Pritayah says at the end that no, but I don't want to be mekel with this, and I have to do what it says in Chazal. But Lamaisa, the minig is not the way, and the svari he says sounds very good, because why should you check a bisra? You're not going to find anything that you didn't find with your nail, and the chayr, it's a very good teretz. that a tefer doesn't mean the end of the nail. A tefer means the nail itself, and they didn't want to be baidik with the end of the nails because fakert, they didn't want to be machmas so much. But if you baidik with the end of the nail, then avadi yakel both the bishra and the tefra. And the Beis David, very authoritative Hilchas Shchita Sefer, that's what he says to do, just to be baidik with the end of the nail. Now the Gemara also says to do a tlas ruchsa, and there the Gemara is a machlekes about it, because Rav Yemar said you do a tefra of a bishra, but you don't do a tlas ruchsa, because just like Abzerim Shmuel said that Liban Sakin Vashachaba Shitasik Sheira, because Kidud is Kaidim Libuna, if the Sakin is white hot, and you shechta with it, you don't have to be afraid that the size of the Sakin burnt the Simanim before it was shechted. Why don't you have to be afraid? Vakashal Ikat Stadim, and as the blade itself, it cuts before it burns. But the sides, why don't you have to be afraid the sides? So the Gemara says, because it widens out as you shech, so the sides don't touch the simanim. So Mela, why do I have to do that tlas ruchsa to see there's no pegima on the sides? The sides don't touch the simanim. That's what the Gemara says Rav Yemer did. But the halacha, like all the Paiskim say, is not like Rav Yemer, because Rav Ashi and Rav Achibay the Rava and all the other Amiroim said you have to do tlas ruchsa. So just, already, so we already spoke out, we spoke about this more by Richas early on the Afches, but just Bekitzer, the Riv leaves out the Gemara of Liban Sakim Vashachaba, because he says, Faket, since this Gemara is Mavuri Nitlas Ruchsa, and that's what he holds about the Maskan is, so I believe in Sakim Vashachaba, Lamaisa, it's going to be Treif, because you don't say Beseshchita Mevich Ravach. That's what the Riff holds. In the Rambam, there were two Gersais in the Rambam, whether he held it was Kasher or Treif, by Liban Sakim Vashachaba. But the Rosh brings Rabbeinu Yonah, says two Terutzim. Says the Gemara is not mashman that we don't pass away, because the Gemara says Lav Amar Avuda Lav Amar Reb Zeira Meshmuel that Liban Sakim Veshachaba Ishkitasuk Sheir. It sounds like it was a Lacha Psuki asking on it the way you asked from a Brisa. So Avadi, you can't say it's not the Alacha. Now the Teretz says that the Elder was a Chilik, that even though Liban Sakim Veshachaba is Kashik was Beishkita Mivich Ravach, that doesn't help for the Pegimus. Then the Rosh brings three Terutzim, two of them from Rabbeinu Yonah. One part is a chilik between the hat sakin and the pegima. Because the hat sakin, it has to actually touch the sides. The sides aren't sticking up at all. And that, what you say, basically keep the mirvich ravach and it won't touch the sides. Mashake and the pegima sticks up a little bit. So even if it doesn't touch the sides, with the pegima still which could stick up and make a hole. And the reason why they didn't answer to Rav Yemer is because it was pashit. And the other reason that he gave was, is that if you know already that the sakin is malubin, you'll leave in sakin v'shachetba, so you know already that the sakin was malubin, so then you'll be very careful not to bend the sakin to either side, so then it would be kosher. Mashengen, if you didn't check the sakin, so if there's a pegima on the side and you don't know about it when you're shechting, so then you're not careful not to put it to the side, so then it will be treif. And then the Rosh brings another text from the Ravid, that leave in sakin v'shachetba, the shasak sheir is b'dievid, l'chatchila, it shouldn't be Seimach on Beis Shchita Mirvich Ravach. So Mela, that's why the other Amram checked the three sides, because L'chadchila, you're not Seimach on Beis Shchita Mirvich Ravach, L'chadchila, you're trying to make sure there's no Pegima on the sides as well. And now let's start the Mishnah of Agrama, the Sugi of Agrama. It starts in the Mishnah of Yudchesim and Aleph, the Mishnah of Ashechem Itecha Tabas. And like we said in the beginning of the Shia, the Ikka Sugi of Agrama is actually in Daf Yates. We'll talk about Berichos then, but we'll just start the sugya now. The Mishnah says, "Hashechem mitecha tabas." If you shechted inside the tabas, inside the ring, and Rashi says it means the tabas agadelo. The Ikka discussion in Agamar of Agrama is discussing the makam hashchita. Where exactly on the neck do you have to shecht? Because if you do it higher than the makam hashchita, that's called Agrama. That's the psul of Agrama, one of the five psulim of shechita. Now, the Ikka we're talking about the Kana. The Ikka we're talking about the windpipe. The windpipe is made up of tabais, made up of rings, cartilage rings. And the upper ring, the top ring of the windpipe is called a tabas agadela. And that's how Rashi learns that when it says mitecha tabas, it means a tabas agadela, which is the upper tabas, the one that's higher than all the rest of them. Now that's the only tabas which is actually a full ring. Like Rashi explains, the other tabas are not full rings. They're they go almost around an entire circle, but they're missing in the back, and there, all you have is the kana. You don't have the tabas in the back. But the upper ring, the highest ring, is a full ring. So if you shecht it within the ring, within the upper ring, v'shayiba maloy chuna p'nei kula, and it's left over a chelik of the ring, even a small amount, the amount of a thread, but it's al p'nei kula, so it means that you didn't leave the ring at all during the shechita, so then shechitasek sheir. So the Rabbanan hold that if you're missing any part of that ring, that means you cut higher than the ring at any part of the shechita, even though roiv is kasher, it's possible. Rabbi Yehuda argues that Rabbi Yehuda aim a malay chud al pnei ruba, you just need a malay chud on roiv of the kana. And the Gemara is mayrich on Yudchesam and Beis. The Gemara says that brings a third sheet in the Tanam, the sheet of Rav Chinya ben Antignais, which he was hayin, that Megremis is ksheira. And the Gemara, which goes on to Yudchesam and Aleph, really explains that the makam shkita l'halacha is even higher than the ring. It's up to the shipua kaiva, the covering on top of the kana. But we're not going to go into mamish the prate advarim. It's hard to do it in the shir. It's hard to do it without actually seeing it. Now Rashi says that the Rabbanan pasal afapisha nishcha roiva kana b'makam shchita, but pasli Rabbanan hail the gum roi b'psul. Even though you shechted most of it in the makam ashchita, but when you finished it b'psul, the Rabbanan pasal. And Rabbi Yehuda says no. Since you shechted roivanem in the makam shchita, even though you finished it on top, it's kosher because you already shechted roiv of it, and the rest is just mechatach basa bi'alma. So the Chasam Sofer is medayik in the Rashi that even the Rabbanan hold that if you stop right there, it would be kosher. It's because you went further and you were gomrei b'psul that passled it. But the Rabbanan maskim that shechting roiv is good enough if you stop right there. But now that you went further, shechted b'psul that passled it. Now this would stim with Shittas Rashi on Aflamin Amid Beis. Shittas Rashi on Aflamin Amid Beis, the way he learns up that Gemara is that all these dinim of shechita, like shia and drasa and chalada, you can't stop in the middle of the shechita, you can't push down, you have to go back and forth, you can't be machlid, you can't have a shechita when you're underneath the simen. Rashi says that they apply even after you shechted most of the simen, but then you could stop here and it would be good. But if you went further, you'd have the psulim of shia and drasa and chalada. And now Rashi's saying, according to the Rabbanan, you'd have the psul of Hagram also. And in Rashi and Naflam of Abezi says that we're chayshish for that. And it's mashma a little bit that even Abezi Rabbi Yehuda, the reason why he says that you don't have a problem is because you're not in the makam shchita anymore, so mel it's not called the shchita b'chlal. But if you're in the makam shchita, you'll have the psul of shchita. Mashayin and the Rabbanan hold that even not in the makam shchita, that's the psul agrama, which you'll have in the miyat basra. That means the Ritva and Daf Yates really says the same thing. The Ritva and Daf Yates, near the Gemara's tool is shayin is pshat in the Rabbanan. It's pshat in the Rabbanan only because you did the hagrama before you finish the shchita. You were magrim the first third, and then you finish the shchita. So the hagrama was done before you did the Gemara shchita. Is that a problem? Is that like chatzi kana pogam? That's what the Gemara talks about. That's what I'm saying. I don't want to go into the sugya now. But on the tzad that the Rabbanan hold, that even if you did the shchita, the first two-thirds behechsher and the last third agrama, it's also no good. The Ritva says it's only because you did the last third behagrama. But if you stopped right there, it would be good. And he says maybe it's the Rabbanan. But Rashi later is mashman and it could be Dairaisa. Bez Hashem, we'll discuss in the next year what would be the pshad that the psulim in the last part of the shchita Dairaisa, if you didn't do the last part, it would be good. But if you did the last part of psul, is there a button? Good, because they didn't want you to make any psulim in the shechita exerah that you might make these psulim in the first part of the shechita. But what would be the pshat to say if it's the raisa? Well, like upon him, that's the mashmais of Rashi. The Meiri here, and the Rashba, and the Ramban, and the Aflam and the Midmeis, they say clearly no such thing. If the Rabbanan say that when you shechted two-thirds and you magrim the final third, it's possible, it's because shechting two-thirds is not enough. They don't hold the din that Rav Simon's enough. They hold you have to shech the entire Simon. And they bring a raya from the Gemara and Daf Yates, which we'll get to over there. Balka Panim, what's negated to start the sugya is, the Gemara there has a shayla if the Rabbanan are only referring to when you magrim the first third. That's the problem. But if you shechted two-thirds behechsher, and then you magrim the last third you went out of the tabas, not even the Rabbanan hold its kasher. But the Gemara has a tzad that no, that even when you first did the shechitas of Rav Simon, and then you did Hagram, and then you went out of the tabas and cut the kana higher than the tabas, that's also a puzzle. But Rashi and the Ridvan, Daf Yates, says that if you would have stopped before you did any more, it would be kasher. But because you were magrim, that messed it up. But the Meiri here, and the Rashba, and the Ramban, and Daf Lamina, they say no. If you're going to say that Grumma on the last third is a problem, is a pshat, that you don't bechlal hold of the din that Rav is good enough, you have to shech the whole simit. Now then Rashi brings an istim of Farshi, that not only when you're shechting within the tabas hagadela, the uppermost tabas, is there a problem if you leave the tabas and go higher than the tabas, but any of the tabayis in the kana, if you leave the tabas and go out of the tabas, it's a problem of Agrama. But Rashi says, we don't hold that way. Rashi says, it ain't a cane. The Tosefta says clearly that you could shecht from the top of the kana till the bottom, and Rashi brings rais. And all the Rishayim hold that way, that agrama doesn't mean going out of any one of the tabais, there's no problem bechlal, it means going higher than the highest tabas, because then you're already out of the kana, that's a problem of agrama. Now the Gemara says, that Rav Shmuel d'amri tavai olacha karbesi b'Rabbi Yehuda, only said his din that Rav is good enough by the tabas hagadayla, which surrounds the whole kana, but the rest of the tabas not. And the Gemara then showed a brace that Rav Yehuda said his din clearly even by the rest of the tabas. So the Gemara says that Rav Yehuda said actually two things, and Rav Shmuel hold of him, legabe one, that Rav is good enough, but even though he said it by the other tabais, they only passed like him by the tabas gedolah that Rav is good enough, but not by the other tabais. Now here, there's a big sibuch in the Rishonim. What exactly does this mean? What is the shayla by the other tabais, and what is this machlokes or basi Rabbi Yehuda that held by other tabais also Rav is enough, and Rav and Shmuel held it wasn't enough, only tabas gedolah, because that's makefes kolakana, the Gemara says. That's the ring surrounds the entire kana, but other tabayis, Rav is not good enough because the ring does not surround the entire kana. So Rashi, in the pshat that he holds as the ikur pshat, says the following. He says that Rav and Shmuel held that the other tabayis don't have a din kana bechlal. And whenever you shecht in any other tabas, except for the tabas gedola, it's not a shechita bechlal. And the reason is, because in order for the kana to be called, in order for tabas to be called a makam shechita, the tabas has to surround the kana. The tabas itself is not the kana. The reason why the tabas will be called a makam shechita is only if it surrounds the kana. So Rabbi Yudana held that Rav of the Simon is good enough. He also held that the other tabais, since they surround Rav of the kana, that's also good enough. Since Rabbi Yudana holds of Rav, legabi when you shecht Rav, then you can be magrim, Rav is already a complete shechita. So who and then, when the tabas is covers Rav of the kana, that's considered a kana, that's considered being makif surrounding the entire kana, and that's why it has a din of kana. But Rav and Shmuel don't hold that way. Rav and Shmuel hold that surrounding Rav of the kana doesn't give it a din kana. So mainly you can't shecht in any tabas, except for the tabas gedola, you could also shecht between the tabais, but you can't shecht in any other tabas. And Taisa says, so what do you do with the tesefta that Rashi brought that said clearly that the makam shechita is from the tabas gedola all the way till the reya? Taisa says, that will go like a basic breath. It says you could shecht in the other tabais, but according to Rabbanan, according to Rav and Shmuel and Echinani, it won't work. But the Rishonim are very bothered with this pshat. They say, how are you going to shecht? It's impossible. How are you going to manage to make the shechita to go between the tabois? It's bechlal not shaykh to do that. you'd have to skin the behemah and uncover the kana completely so you could be able to see where the tabayis are. And then you're going to have to shech between the tabayis, kulai v'ulai, you'll be able to manage to keep the shechita between the tabayis. It doesn't make any sense. So Rashi says at the end of the sugya, on Yechesu Ubeiz, the Maskel Hachi Kamri, at the end of the long Rashi, he says, the enkan michshel hachlef ha'alocha, the less hilchasuka kulu. Elokah b'chini ben Antignus. Don't worry about it, la'alocha l'maisa. We l'maisa passing like a b'chini ben Antignus. And memela, that's why there's no problem la'alocha of shechting in the tabas. Even though Rav and Shmuel held, you can't shech in the tabas. So we showed him a little bothered. We showed him say, the halacha of b'chini ben Antignus is in regard to agrama, in regard to how high the makam shechita is. If a shecht above the tabas gedela, Rav b'chini ben Antignus held it was good. But what does it have to do with this machlekes about the tabayis themselves? That seems to be a different shiloh. Who says the other halacha is not like Rav and Shmuel? The crazy placey, beginning of Simon Chav, he says that on top of the tabayis gedela by the shipua kaiva where b'chini ben Antignus holds it's good, there also it's not covering the entire kana. It's also a bissel shver that manavshech, if the tabas is not a kana, so that means the inside of the tabas is the kana, so what's the difference that you shechted through the tabas? Lamaisa, what's under the tabas should be called the kana. Why wouldn't that be called the shechita? Some achrenim say it's bottled to the tabas, and some achrenim say, according to Rashi, the pshat is that when you cut through the tabas, and then you're passing the shechita that way, maybe it's chalada afterwards. Ashver shechita, that's what Rashi says, the shechita that Rashi holds is the ikur. But the Rishayim hold no. The Rishayim hold that Avada, the tabas, the other tabas are Avada makam shechita, even according to Rav and Shmuel. There's no shaila that that's called a makam shechita. The shaila is, does roiv work in the other tabas? Why shouldn't roiv work in the other tabas? Rav and Shmuel say it doesn't work in the other tabayis because it's not makif kolakana. So what? Why shouldn't Rav work? So the two mahalchim, the Rosh and the Balamar, say that what it means is Rav of the tabas. Rabbi Ezer Buda holds that Rav of the tabas is kasher. And Rav and Shmuel say only by the tabas gedela, Rav of the tabas is Rav of the Kana, because it's Mak of the whole Kana. So if you have Rav of the Tabas, you have the male Rav of the Kana. Now, Sheenke in the other Tabas, even if you have Rav of the Tabas, you still don't have Rav of the Kana. So it's a Machlekes, what's the Pshat in Kana? According to Rabbi Yisbud, if you shecht it through the Tabas, or Rav of the Tabas, that means you shecht it through the Kana. He's calling the Kana the Tabas. So you do Rav of the Tabas, it means you have Rav of the Kana. Rav and Shmuel say no. By the Tabas Gedela, Rav of the Tabas is Rav of the Kana. It's one and the same. Because the Tabas goes around the entire Kana. Masha'en Kain, by the other Tabas, Rav of the Tabas is not Rav of the Kana. Rav of the Tabas is, it can have more than 50% of the Tabas, but less than 50% of the Kana, because the Tabas doesn't go around the whole Kana. That's the Machlekes, Rav and Shmuel, and their base with Yehuda. And forget, we pass it like Rav and Shmuel. You need Rav of the Kana. Rav of the Tabas is not good enough. The Ramban and the Rajma say a different pshat, Naran, because lefi this pshat, it's a little shver on the Rif, and also the Rambam, why do they leave out this shmuz? If you have the Gemara discussing if the other tabayis, you need Rav of the Tabas, or you need Rav of the Kana, so why did they leave out this important halacha? So the Ramban learns that the shaila is like this. By the Tabas Gedela there, the thickness of the skin and the cartilage that's around the kana is exactly the same on all sides. Masha'en Kain, by the other tabais, it's thicker, the cartilage and the skin that's around the kana is thicker in front than in back. So if you cut through right of the perimeter of the tabas, you didn't necessarily cut through right of the space, right of the halal and tabas, because the front is thicker than the back. So even after you cut through Rav of the Hekif, you still didn't cut through Rav of the Chalal. There's actually a Machloikis in Elotrefis, Mamdalan and Mbeis, but Psuka Segagaris, if it's Rav of your Rav Chalala. So they learn it's the same Shaila here. Rabbi Yehuda held that Rav of the Hekif is good enough. So even though it's not Makif the whole Kana, it doesn't matter. If you cut through Rav of the Hekif, it's good. Masha'en Kain, Rav and Shmuel are saying that by the Tabas Gedela, Rav Hekif is Rav the Chalal. But by the Shai Tabas, Rav Hekif is not Rav Chalal, and you need Rav Chalal. So that the Rif indeed paskin in Eilat Shefer Satan Eid Rav Chalal, so he didn't have to bring down the sugya here. So those are the three mahalchim in the chilah between the Tabas Gedela and the Shai Tabais. Rashi's mahalach l'maskana, the one that Rashi held of, was at Stam, the other Tabais, b'chlali can't shech there, because since the Tabas is not makiv the Rav Kana, it doesn't have a din kana. Mashiach Beisrid holds that Rubei Kekulai, and the hekif of the Rav Kana gives it a din kana. But the other Rishayim hold, Navadi could shech the Tabas, the Shalas is Rav of the other Tabais, good enough. So the Rosh and the Balamar, and Taisus also says like the Rosh and the Balamar, say that the Pshat is that when you do Rave of the Tabas, you don't have Rave of the Kana, because it's not being Makif the Kala Kana. If you're just looking at the Tabas alone, you're doing Rave of the Tabas, Rabbi Yisrael holds that that's good enough, and the Rabban holds it's not good enough, because you don't have Rave of the Kana. And the Rabban holds, because since the other Tabas, it's thicker in the front than in the back, you can have Rave of the Hekka for that Rave of the Halal. And that's the machlekes, is Rav Hekif good enough, or do you need Rav Chalal? And now, I want to touch on one more inyan, one more sugya, which the Ikka sugya is in Sachim, in the fourth parak. Now, if the Nalef of the Gemara mentions it here, so we'll say over the Ikka Shittas. The Gemara says, Rav Zeira, when he went to Eretz Yisrael, he ate what Rav and Shmuel acid, what Rav and Shmuel called the Hagrama, he ate that. And they asked him, since you come from the Asher of Rav and Shmuel, so why aren't you Machmir? And there was a whole discussion, but the Gemara asked the Kasha on Ula, on Rav Zeira, that why don't you have the din of Naisanel of Chumri Makam Shiyatzi Misham, Chumri Makam Shalach Hashem? It's a Mishnah Misachim, that if there's two Minhagim, and the people in one town are Noyig one way, and people in the other town are Noyig a different way, and someone goes from town to town, so he has to do the chumris of both towns. He has to do both the chumris of the makam shiatsi misham and the chumris of the makam that he's halach l'sham. So Gemara is two terutzim. Abaye says that when you go from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael, so then you're no longer bound by any chumris of Bavel. When you go from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael, because Eretz Yisrael they're much greater than Bavel. Bavel is kaf of Eretz Yisrael. That was Abaye's teretz. The Paiskim don't pass him like Abaye. And you have Ravashi's teretz. Ravashi's teretz is that it depends. The only time you have the chumrah of the place you're coming from is when you're planning on going back to that place. Then you have the chumrah of the place you're coming from. But here, Rav Zeira was planning on staying in Eretz Yisrael. That's where he was moving. He moved to Eretz Yisrael. He's planning on staying there. So Meli no longer has the chumrahs of the Makam Shiatzim Sham, no longer has the chumrahs above. Now there's a similar Gemara in Psachim with Rabbi Bar Bar Chana that came from Eretz Yisrael. And he came to Bavel, and then he was eating the chalev that was mutter in Eretz Yisrael. In Eretz Yisrael, they were no yikhet with the chalev, in Bavel, they were no yikhetzer. And he was eating it like the coolest of the place he came from. So here it's kind of the opposite. And Igamar Rabbi Zeram went from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael and was makel like the place he is. And that Gemara, Rabbi Bachana, went from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, and it was Mekah like the place he came from. So Gemara is the same child. What happened to the Chumri Makam Shiyotzi Misham and Chumri Makam Shalach L'sham? So Abaye says the same Teretz, that when he's coming from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, he's not going to be bound to the Chumri Makam Shalach L'sham either, because Bavel is bound to Eretz Yisrael. So Abaye is consistent. Whether you're dealing with the Chumri Makam Shiyotzi Misham, or you're dealing with the Chumri Makam Shalach L'sham, that's only in places that are equivalent, or places that are less, but when you go from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, or from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael, you don't have to do the chumris of Bavel, whether it's the Makam Shiatzim Sham or the Makam Shalach L'Sham, because Eretz Yisrael is better, you could do the coolest of Eretz Yisrael. And Rav Ashi said that a similar Teretz, Rav Bar Chana was Daite Lachzer to Eretz Yisrael. He didn't have the chumris of Bavel, because he was Daite Lachzer Eretz Yisrael. But there it's the reverse case. Here the case is that you land to be mako, like the coolest of the place you are, because you ain't Daite Lachzer. And there, Rav Ashi said, you land to be mako, like the places where you came from, because it's Daite Lachzer. So if you put the two Rav Ashis together, it comes out there's never a case where you'd have to do both. Because Miman of Shach, if you Daite Lachzer, so there the Gemara Misachim says, you don't have to do the chumris of the place you're in now, because you died to Lachzer. You could do the coolest of the place you came from. If you ain't died to Lachzer, so here the Gemara in Chulin says, that you don't have to do the chumras of the makim you came from, because you ain't daita lakzer, you could do the kulos of the makim you're in. So Taisus says, it really only depends on the place you're planning on staying permanently. Wherever you're planning on staying permanently, you have both the chumras and the kulos of that makim. So if you're planning on going back, you have both the chumras and the kulos also of the makim that you came from. And if you're planning on staying here, you have both the chumras and the kulos of the makim here, and they're both off in the Gemara. Rabbi Zeira had the coolest of Eretz Yisrael, because he was even though he came from Bavel, because he was planning on staying there. Rabbi Chana had the coolest of Eretz Yisrael, even though he was now in Bavel, because he was planning on going back to Eretz Yisrael. So if you're not going like Abaye, that Eretz Yisrael always wins, and you say the Teretz of Dait Delagzer and Ain Dait Delagzer, so that's what comes out, that everything goes according to the place where you're planning on staying. So the kasha is, what does the Mishnah Psachim mean when it says that you give Ha'elachim Makam L'Makam, you give him the Chumri Makam Shalach L'Sham and Chumri Makam Shiatzim Misham. You don't have both, Imanushech. If you Dait Delachzer, so everything is telling the Makam Shiatzim Misham. If you ain't Dait Delachzer, so everything is telling the Makam Shalach L'Sham. Like Taisus Nusach is, everything depends on the Makam Shadait Delishtakeya. So what does the Mishnah mean? So Taisus says, the Mishnah is L'Stadim K'tani. Ha'elachim Makam L'Makam, sometimes he gets the chumr makam shiatzim misham when he's dait delachzer, and sometimes he gets the chumr makam shalach l'sham when he's ain't dait delachzer. Abisal deichik in the Mishnah. The Ran, imsachim in the beginning of the fourth parak, he says that the Mishnah is talking about that it's dait delachzer, and that is why he has the chumr makam shiatzim misham, because he's dait delachzer. And the reason why he has the chumr makam shalach l'sham is v'nei amachleikis. Because even that Gemara of Rabbi Bechana ate the chel of Vitzina. They came in, they saw him eating, and he tried to hide it. And they told him that you don't have to hide it, because we're Talmidei Chachamim, it's okay. But Be'etzim is the Dinti de Vitzina. So the sight of the Chumr's Makam Shehalach L'Sham is different than the Makam Shiatzim Sham. We're talking about Dainti Lakza. The Chumr of the Makam Shiatzim Sham is Mikir Adin. And the Chumr of the Makam Shehalach L'Sham, that's what Ne'am Mechleikis, that's how the Ran learns Pshat in the Mishnah. But they're only arguing an exact pshat in the Mishnah. L'alacha, they agree completely. As far as the Ikir Adin is concerned, so it's all totally on the place you're planning on staying. If you go from one place to another and you're planning on staying in the second place, you have the chumris and the kulis of the second place. If you're going from one place to another and you're planning on going back to the original place, you have the chumris and the kulis of the original place. And there are other dinim that when you daite to go back to the original place, you still can't be naig like the coolest of the original place in certain ifanim, the mnei amachleikis. And that's the Gemara Msachim that discusses what you're allowed to do betzina, what even betzina you're not allowed to do as long as you're betchum, because it's hard to keep it betzina like malacha. That's the sugya there. Now this is the das, like we said, of Taisus, the Rosh, the Ran, Rabbeinu Yeruchim, the Turin Simon Tav Samaches, the Rivash, Kama Rishainim hold this way halacha l'maisa. There is a shaila what the Rambam held. I don't want to be ma'arich too much, because the Rambam is very unclear. The Rambam is in Hilchas Yamtif, Periches, Halacha Chaf, and it's a bit unclear what exactly he holds. There are Achrayim that learn he also holds this way, and they're matchik a little bit in his Lashon. The Magen Avraham says this in Siman Tav Samaches, and Emerson, the Mechaber is mashman that way, because the Achrayim are bothered with the Mechaber in several places in Shulchan Aruch. Most notably in Yerideya Simon Reishut Ches, he goes very clearly, like Taisus and like Derush, that when you're dealing with two Mekaymes, you go bus to the place where you're planning on staying. If you Dait Delagzer, you have the Kulis and the Chumris of the place you came from. If you Dait Delishtakeh, you have the Kulis and the Chumris of the place you're there. And when you have the Dinim of the place you come from, there is a Din of Ayishanim Ne'am Machlaikis. Now the Tur in Simon Tav Samaches also goes with Taisus in the Rush, and it's all totally in the place where you're planning on staying. And the Beis Yosef doesn't bring any Shita Chalakis over there in the Beis Yosef. And punkt in Shulchan Aruch Simon Tav Samaches, he brings down the Lashon Rambam verbatim. If he learned that the Rambam was arguing on the Rishayim on Taisus in the Rush, he should have made some mention to it in the Beis Yosef in Simon Tav Samaches. Especially, he basking like the Rambam and doesn't even bring down a Shita HaChalekis there in Shulchan Aruch Simon Tav Samaches. So why didn't he tell you that this is a Machalekis? That does sound very much like the way the Magen Avraham learned, that the Rambam just means like the other Rishayim. You have to be machlik a little bit in the Lashon, but that's how the Magen Avraham learns, and I think that's how the Beis Yosef learns also, And that's why in other places he paskins like Tosfos. But the Lashon Rambam is not mashmin that way. And the Shach already in Siman Reishut Ches is bothered by the steer of the Mechaber. He tries to be Miyashiv. And the Chalk Yaakov and the Goyin in Siman Tav Samaches also learn that the Rambam argues. The Rambam holds L'chayr that there's a Machlokes HaSugyas. And that Sugya in Psachim which says that by Daite Lachzer you don't have both Chumras, that Sugya holds that by Ein Daite Lachzer you do have both Chumras. And our Sugya which says that by Ein Daite Lachzer you don't have both Chumras, you could do the coolest of the place you are. Our sugya would behechek hold that by daita laks you have both chumras, and it's a machlekes in the Gemara. That Gemara that says that Rabbi Bar Bachana could be maker like Eretz Yisrael because he was daita laksar doesn't shtim with our Gemara that says that Reb Zeira, when he was Eretz Yisrael, could be maker like Eretz Yisrael because it's ain't daita laksar. So even though it's both Rav Ashi, I think he's saying it's a machlekes a sugya where Rav Ashi held, and he passes like the sugya mimkaima. Like the Sugyim Sachin. So according to the Rambam, lefi the way these Achrayim learn, when you daite lachzar, then you have the kulis and chumris of the makim shiyatsim isham. But when you ain't daite lachzar, you still would have the chumris of the makim shiyatsim isham, not like Rabbi Zeira, but you'd also have the chumris of the makim that you're planning on staying. This also has different problems fitting it into the Rambam, and the Chalk Yaakov and the Gaon, a little bit more Bekitzer, talk about it in Siman Tav Samaches. But either way, if that isn't deep shot in the Rambam, we don't seem to pass like the Rambam. The Bihar Halacha there in Siman Tav Samaches says clearly, the Shach also, who learns differently in the Rambam, says that the Psak Halacha is like Rav Rishayim, that, like Tesis, that it goes bust at a place that you're planning on staying. Now the Ran Red Zeis in the beginning of the fourth parak of Psachim that this shilas of Minhagim, there are two things that it's that are totally on this. One is Minhagi Chumra, that sometimes certain Mekaimis have a minig that the Nayig Lchumra, and if it has a din minug, which was done al pivah scum of the Gdele Teira, so it has a Teiris minig, everyone's Mechuyev, but only that Makim that had the minig. So that's the shilah. If you come from that Makim, do you have to continue the minig in another makam? Or if you're from a makam which doesn't have the minig, and now you're in that makam with the minig, do you have to do the minig of the makam that you're in now? And that's what we're saying, halacha lemaisa. It depends where you plan on staying. If you came from a makam that had that minig, and now you're in a makam that doesn't have the minig, if you plan on going back, you're still mechuyev to keep the minig. But if you plan on staying here, you're not mechuyev to. According to the Rambam, could be, you'll still be mechuyev to, but we don't pass in that way. And who adin, if somebody comes from a place which does not have that minig, and now he's in a place which does have this minig with a machmir, so if he's planning on staying here, he'd be mechuyev to keep this minig. And if he plans on going back, then he would not be mechuyev to keep this minig, but perhaps he'd have to keep it befehesyum and ne'am achleikis. And the same thing would apply to shailas and halacha, when sometimes you have shailas and halacha, but you have a makam where that shaila was mukhra because the gedalei tayr of that makam passed in a certain way. Like the Gemara says in Shabbos Daf Kuf Lamed, that m'kayim asher Rabbi Eliezer, they used to chop wood to make fire, to make pchamim, to make ismil for mila on Shabbos. Because Rabbi Eliezer holds that makshir mila adaycha Shabbos. So you're allowed to do malachas even for makshir mila. Now if you do that anywhere else, you'd be mamash being machal on Shabbos. But in Mekayimish Rav Blazi, you could do it. And the same thing it says in Mekayimish Rav Yosef Glu with eight basarif b'chalav. Anywhere else, that would be treif. But this place, you're allowed to do it. So who and din, you have the same shalom, legabe minhagim of halacha. A good example today is if you have to wear tefillin achalamayin or fakayit, you're not allowed to wear tefillin achalamayin. It's also tali in minhag. So the minhag follows the makayim. So say the minhagim of chumris and say the minhagim of psak halacha, the makam can have a minig, and then if someone leaves the makam, if he plans to go back, he'll continue the minig. If he plans on staying somewhere else, not going back, then he doesn't have the minig anymore. So I'll just say with one ara, I know it's avad yesh lefalpel b'zeh ma'id, but just one ara. We find the din of a minig of a father, like minig avis, you find, let's say, by minhage chumra. So there, if the others were mekabel chumra, the banim also have to keep the same chumra. That's the gemara also in Sachem in the beginning of the fourth parak. And even the gabi minhagi halacha, it's not really tallying the makom per se. It's tallying the kehillah. If you have a makom, let's say, this the Paiskim say clearly in Siman Tav Samaches, you have a makom which had a certain minig, and then the kehillah got destroyed. There's no yidin left in that makom. A new yidin move in, and that they're not, it's not the same kehillah, so they're not meshubah to the makom of the kehillah that was there amol, because that kehillah is gone. And like the Paiskim often say, the Ramah often says that he goes like Taisus and the Chachmei Ashkenaz, because Anu Mibnei Bneim, even though they lived in a Makam, they lived in France and in Germany, and the Ramah lived in Poland, but since we're Bnei Bneim, it's the Kila of Ashkenaz that has this Minik. But Lachari Lefiza, if a person would change Kilas, let's say an Ashkenazi would want to become a Sfardi, and he moved to a place where Sfardim are, and he's gonna stay there. He's gonna live there. He's gonna be there with the Svardim. And he's planning on joining their kehillah. Lechayra, there's nothing wrong with him doing that, because he's hailach to the makam with that minig, and he's dait b'l'shtakeyasham. So if he lives there, in the makam of, let's say, the Svardish kehillah, and he's planning on staying, so if he didn't join the kehillah, and the place where he lives has an Ashkenazi kehillah, so it's not a makam of the Svardim. It's like Shnei Badidinim Birachas, which each one has their own menagim. But if he's joining their kehillah, L'chayr, there shouldn't be anything wrong with that. Even though his parents weren't that way, it doesn't go bust to the parents. It says clearly, you go to that makam, and you die to Shkeisham, you get all the menagim of that makam. That, I think, is takarichtig. The only thing that I'm clearing now is, let's say, L'dugma, let's say L'gave Tfilin, or L'gabi Nusach HaTfilo, whatever it is. Let's say a person, his grandfather was Hasidish. So his family has all the Hasidish menhagim in the Nusach HaTfilo. They stand for Kiddush. They don't wear tefillin during Chalamayin. Ukadayma. But his father, B'chol, wasn't Hasidish. His father, L'chayr, left whatever killer of Hasidim that his grandfather had, or his great-grandfather, and his father, or him, is completely parked in the Litva Shekila, in the Yeshiva Shekila. So even if in this Kila Gufa, there's no really clear minig legabi to things. Some people are Ne'i Gazei, some people are Ne'i Gazei. People seem to just do what their father did. But Mehecha Tesa, his father's menagim have any effect on him. He's not in that makam. He's not in that Kehila. So especially Lekula, Bishleima, if you have an entire Kehila, and then they have children, and the children are staying together as a killer, even if they move to a different makam. But good, that's all called the same killer, that's all called the same makam in halacha. But you're not in that makam anymore, and you're not in the kehillah anymore. L'chayra, you're in a new makam, and a new killer. So l'chayra, how could you keep the menhagim b'frat l'kula of the original thing just because your parents did it? I know you can mefalp a lot in it, and basi rak l'ayr, just to l'ayr talmidim, to this shaila that I have.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Myra McClamis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.